It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Price City Council member Rick Davis. We're going to talk all things spring, right? Because it's time. The temperatures are telling us that it's time for spring. Rick, thanks for coming in today. We appreciate it.
Okay, thank you for having me on.
So right out of the gate, let's start talking spring cleanup.
Yes. Unfortunately, this year, we have looked at the cost associated with spring cleanup that takes approximately approximately 6 weeks to complete. We looked at the cost, and it's over $124,000 to do this cleanup. And so as we looked at that, we felt that this year we would like to use that time and effort and the people to go out and start doing things on the roads, doing potholes, things like this, taking care of the problems we have on the road. So unfortunately, this year there will not be the spring cleanup from the city.
So just be prepared for that. And you know, a lot of people start looking for it this time of year, and it's not going to happen this year.
Not this year, but that doesn't mean that it's gone.
Correct.
We'll look at this again, and if we feel that it's important to have, we may have it next year.
Correct. And if I remember correctly, also, there are quite a few road projects that are going to go on this summer.
Oh, absolutely.
In Price City.
Yes.
So
yes,
get ready for that as well, because that's not going away anytime soon.
No.
If I can remember right, I believe there is some paving on Main Street that's going to happen, and some other things around the city that's going to happen and take place this year to just kind of get the roads in good shape and get ready to go.
You're exactly right.
In fact, I think it was last year at this time we were talking about the bike lanes and things that were going to be on the road there coming from USU Eastern, and lo and behold, they're there.
Yep, on
and
Fort.
It's great stuff. It gets those students down to the main street.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so another part of spring is a parade.
It is time for spring to break out. It is St. Patrick's Day Parade on the 14th.
We have said that it's spring now.
Yes.
We're calling it
spring. That's all there is to it.
So it's going to be on the 14th this year. Why don't you give the folks some particulars on it and let them know what's going on around the parade this year?
Okay, thank you. Last year, as everybody remembers, we had a lot of work that was going on the overpass on First North, and we had to end the parade short, and we had to, it was from 6 South, so 6 East, 6 South to Carbon Avenue. This year, we are going to have the old parade route where we'll continue west of Carbon Avenue down to First West.
So it's going to be the old parade route. And the great thing, I think a lot of people shy away from the great thing about this St. Patrick's Day Parade, it is a great way to get free advertisement for your business.
Oh, and there is no cost for an entry. We're looking for new entries. We're looking for the standard entries. We're looking for all entries. So please get in touch with Megan Marshall, and let's get this roster filled up, and let's have a great parade again.
It always is. And for some reason, you know what? It can be really bad weather and leading up to it, and then for some reason on the St. Patrick's Day Parade, the sun comes out.
That's right.
So we plan it that way. We don't tell people about it, but we plan it that way. So once again, the parade route goes back to the old route now. The entries are free.
The entries are free. We're looking for entrants. There's going to be, again, with the people will have a chance to be judged for their entries, and there will be mayor's trophies, chairman's trophies, funniest trophies, best in fashion. There is about 5 different trophies that will be given out for entries.
Okay, and to do that, you've got to get a hold of Megan Marshall. Now, do you have in the past, they've had the forms down at City Hall as well. Do they have those there?
Oh, we can get those down there. That's a good point. We can get those there, but you can also go onto our website, and you can get them and download them and then send them through.
Okay, so it's spring. Yep. We're calling it, And another thing that's great about spring is, and we were just talking off the cuff about that, the baseball season's right around the corner. And this year we're going to get to take advantage of those new fields up at the high school.
You're exactly right.
And they're beautiful if you haven't been up there.
They are fantastic.
A lot of work went into those things. And that was a joint venture between the city and the school district, correct?
That is correct.
Can we speak a little bit to that and kind of let people know?
We can talk a little bit about that. Of course, the fields will be open to the public, with there be stipulation that scheduling and so forth, things like this. But that was one of the great things about having a partnership between the school district and the city, is that these fields would be available for games. You know, if you have a team and you want to schedule a game on those fields, then let's get down there and let's see what scheduling you need to do to get the games registered.
And in a place like Carbon County, where every kid breathes baseball and in the winter and the summertime, it's going to be great. It's going to be great to have another place for tournament games and things of that nature. It's an all-around win for the county and the area.
Right. This year for International Days, we will have tournaments that are going on here in Carbon County and Price City.
They did such a good job the last 2 years. It's like, why change?
Exactly.
Why change? Okay, one last time, let's recap really quick. Price City cleanup is not going to happen this year.
Not this year.
Okay, that doesn't mean that it's not going to happen next year. It's just this year you've decided to kind of put the manpower into fixing the roads and things like that.
That is correct.
Okay, then the parade. Let's talk about the parade one last time.
Okay, it's going to be on the 14th. It will begin at noon. We're going to the old route. We're going to have judging for entries, trophies. It's free. We need entrance. So please come.
It's a great way to get advertisement for your business.
Oh,
completely absolutely. 100% free.
Yep.
All you got to do. And then it's about time to start playing ball.
Oh yeah,
that's all. You know, you get that little hint of the weather when it starts turning into the 40s and pushing almost 50 degrees. It's time.
You're right.
Spring is here. Hey Rick, thanks for coming in today. We really appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me.
That's Councilmember Rick Davis with Price City talking about the St. Patrick's Day Parade that's coming up, the use of the baseball fields, and Price City cleanup. Now, for any questions, of course, you can touch base with Price City. They'll be glad to handle those questions as they arise. Now, for more information on this and other KOALITV.com interviews, make sure you check out our webpage, KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 7:50 a.m.